This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 and a half to the hour. Welcome back to another conversational credit. This is like coursework. You get credit for every hour you listen. How about that? We give you credit. Credits. Yes, you get enough credits, you can take a free trip to China, where they're looking for volunteers to take a ride in their new airplane. They've just about 10 years, they've been trying to find to build an airplane that would compete with Boeing and Airbus. The Boeing 737, most popular airliner in the world, not so much now, but it has been, and the Airbus 321s that a lot of people are riding in. So now China says, okay, we're going to build our own plane. We're going to compete with these guys, the China, what is it called, China Air something or other. And so they're looking for people to volunteer to take the first run, the first test. How many people want to volunteer? Raise your hands, please. Get in the first Chinese-made.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Even if it wasn't Chinese-made. Absolutely not. The testers for a first-run airplane? No, thank you.
You know who was the first-run tester? John Denver.
Yes, right. He had his own plane. Yep, see ya. People, speaking of John Denver, people in the news, starting with Jeff Bridges, who says he was close to the pearly gates while battling COVID. He's got cancer as well. I wonder about that. His cancer's in remission. He's making progress against the effects of COVID. He doesn't look good. Have you seen pictures of him? He looks awful.
He's looking better than he was. Awful. He had COVID back at the beginning of the year, and he had said that his cancer battle, even though it's in remission, was nothing compared to his bout with COVID. And
really?
That was before he got COVID, before he was vaccinated.
In the hospital for 5 years.
Yeah, five weeks.
For 5 weeks.
Five weeks, yeah. His wife got it, too, in the hospital for 5 days. He was in the hospital for 5 weeks. And then he said he eventually got vaccinated, and he feels like that helped him with any long-term effects.
Was he an anti-vaxxer? I didn't get that one way or another. I don't.
I think it was just it wasn't available to him yet, because he got it at the very beginning of the year.
Okay.
And don't forget that the vaccine didn't come out until, what, for most people, March or April. And
yeah, I was fully vaccinated by the beginning of April.
Yeah, and a lot of times when people are going through chemotherapy, or for instance, I have a friend who's going through lupus right now, they're a little unsure about whether or not you're supposed to take the vaccine at certain points, because you have all these, you have to make sure that your body's ready to accept it so that it actually works. And that's what I think is so frustrating, is that there are doctors who are turning people away because they haven't had the vaccine. And these
I'm sure there's CDC guidance on that.
Right.
We can depend on the CDC.
These are people who are
guidance.
Suffering with lupus or with MS or other things that they're trying to time out when they get the vaccine. So it's actually the best bang for their buck, I guess, to put it
right.
in a crude way.
Yeah, and doesn't do more harm than good.
All right, next person in the news is, well, this is sort of a double header here. Howard Stern has taken a shot at Joe Rogan. I only talk about these because I get a kick kind of out of, I've only met Howard Stern once or twice. And off the air, he's a very, very smart guy, intellectually stimulating in conversation and actually shy and friendly. On the air, a different story. Behind the microphone, he's been the way he is for 40-some-odd years. So he's criticizing people who refuse to get vaccines. And
he went after Joe Rogan for the ivermectin. And
right.
I think this is another ridiculous thing. Guys, the person who invented ivermectin won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, he doesn't sound like he knows what he's talking about.
For human use. The fact that people are buying ivermectin and taking it from a pet store, that's a bad idea. It's also a bad idea to buy antibiotics from a pet store, because you don't know how to work out human dosages more than anything else. But if you get ivermectin from a doctor or from a pharmacist, it can be helpful as a therapeutic when you get COVID-19. I don't know why saying that somehow makes you an anti-vaxxer.
Well,
I don't get it. Why can't we deal with therapeutics and just deal with stuff as it comes?
He also took shots at the three. Now there's four talk radio people who have died.
Yeah, he wants them dead.
COVID.
They're like, that's the other thing, is that they dance on
dead.
The grave of these people going, see, they should have taken the vaccine.
I'm hearing it from both camps, though. The non-vax are saying when people get vaccinated and get really sick or die, they're like, well, see,
that vaccine didn't work.
That was stupid. And then on the opposite, it's like, well, see, you should have been vaccinated. So I don't care where your camp
is.
Stop thinking people should die.
Yeah, no, that's not a good look. So Bill Hemmer, who's a Fox News host, apparently went into a restaurant yesterday in New York, and then he walked out again because the employees at the door wanted to see a photo ID and his COVID vaccination card.
Good for him.
And
he's
said,
vaccinated,
I'm having
by
none
the
of
way.
This. Yeah. Well, I think most everybody, these corporations now are saying, everybody, you want to work here, get a shot. Otherwise, see you later.
I'm glad he walked out. That makes me like him even more.
Well, I am, too. I think that, again, we've gone a little bit far. The photo ID stuff and even the vaccination card. Most of the stores that I've been into are restaurants.
For us to vote. Now you have to show up for a hamburger, but you can't. You can vote with no problem. Come on.
Well, anyway, it just seems to me that we've why are we so crazy? Hello, is it the water or the lack thereof? The stuff that people are focused on. It isn't just COVID. It isn't just government stuff. I'm trying to figure out why it is that people are so crazed about the crypto world. Have either of you bought any, or do you even understand?
This is where I check out. I have no idea about it.
But it's like everybody that I know in my circle of friends, in one way, at one time or another, is talking about crypto.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of money to be won and a lot of money to be lost in the crypto world. Yeah.
Right. I think that's probably true. But anybody know anybody? You, Jay, have anybody in your family or anybody?
We haven't bought any or bought into it in that way, but there's some app. It's called Pi, P-I, and it could potentially, in air quotes, potentially be one of the upcoming new things. And you just log into the app and you hit a button once a day and it starts automatically mining. My husband and I have been doing that just in case.
Really?
But as far as actually buying into anything, no.
All right. Speaking of money, the United States and other countries have pledged $1 billion in aid for Afghanistan. $1 billion. Where does all this money come
from? Do you realize how ludicrous
this
is?
Well, I'm kind of getting the drift, yeah.
When you screw up your withdrawal, and I don't even think it was a screw up, intentionally cause chaos. And then you leave the Taliban in charge, and then you decide we're going to hand money back to them as well after we've already left behind all of our equipment, all of that stuff. Do you really think for 1 minute that the aid is going to be given to the people who are stuck there, who have been left behind by the American government, our American citizens and our allies? Do you think for a minute that money is going to make it to them? Because I don't. I think it's going to go straight to the Taliban so they can coordinate more attacks against us and our allies.
Right.
How stupid do we have to be? What in the world is going on with the people making decisions?
Okay, so here's another one. You ready for another one?
You're going to make me angry already?
Yep, I'm going to give you another. This is a good one for you. I'm giving you prep for your local L.A. show. All right. You ready? This is the story from Stanford University, where this week professors have had a meeting. The Stanford University Professors Union asking the Justice Department to stop looking for Chinese spies at U.S. universities.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. What is wrong with us? I mean, are we just, does anybody not feel like we're just ready to hand it over? Are we just like closing up shop and getting ready to turn the lights on?
They brought in a bunch of human rights groups saying that we were prejudiced against the Chinese.
Right. It is not, this is so frustrating.
Yeah.
It has been proven. We have documentation produced by our government that one of the ways that China is coming in here and spying is by infiltrating our very open and generous student visa program.
Yeah.
And they go into these universities, and we know about the ones that have gotten caught. In fact, one of them was cozying up to Eric Swalwell, who is the congressman from my state of California. She came in through a student visa program. So if we know this is happening, why are we now saying it's a human rights atrocity to go in and go, hey, maybe we shouldn't let everybody in, especially when they have ties to the government? If they're students, fine, but that should be simple vetting, shouldn't it?
There's a Me Too movement going on in China. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. And so there was a story about a Chinese woman who's been shoved around. Apparently some of the people in, I don't know which community this is in, there's a Me Too movement. I would think that would not be something that the Chinese government would cotton to very much, the Me Too movement. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Are not treated, not as bad as Afghanistan, but they certainly are not, they're not the premier group, if you will. So some woman started a Me Too movement, and she has been antagonistically, is that the right word? Antagonistically.
Sounds fun. I think, but I like the
pushed
other way better.
Around people trying to discredit her and get her to stop. I would think in China, they put you in jail for stuff like that.
Right?
Right? Huh?
That's what I would think.
Right.
Not a lot of room to mess around there.
No, not at all. Okay, so we have up in the next moment or two, the Capitol fence, down or up. We'll get to that after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, 19 after the hour here on the DJV program. excuse me. The student who removed all those flags, this is a couple of Washington things. There were 1,000 flags. This is a Washington University student who went apparently into a Washington, it wasn't Arlington National, but it was another cemetery where there are a lot of men and women who served the country, excuse me, are buried there. And there were a lot of flags. This guy runs around and takes all the flags in protest against Islamophobia. His name is Fidel Aikalani. He was caught on camera pulling the flags out of the ground. And so now he's in jail, facing some guy. What's the matter with people? Now, there's a new fence is the old fence, or the old fence is the new fence, Jennifer, around the Capitol building before the Trump rally on the 16th.
They love to spend money, so I'm sure that it's a new fence that is there because they love to spend money on it. Yeah, I think this is more for their midterm advertising than it is to protect against Trump supporters, but we'll see.
So, we're a year off from the midterms, and yet we're talking about it like it was 3 days away.
Yeah.
All right, 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
if there's a sudden food shortage. Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now 23 after the hour. On the clear-headed DJV program with clear-headed Jennifer Horn, clear-headed Jay Kirshner. I don't know how clear-headed I am. I'm in actually pretty good shape today, if I don't, if I do say so myself. So I'm looking around at some of the things that are trending, and I notice that there still is a lot of focus on September 11th. You posted a photo of a parade. You want to explain?
Yes, this was in Porter County, Indiana. And it was the 40th Popcorn Festival held on September 11th. And the honorable mention parade float didn't win the top vote, but honorable mention was the Twin Towers, a replica of the Twin Towers, complete with plane wreckage and smoke.
Oof.
Nice. It's horrible. Yeah, exactly. You have to see this photo. It's on DJV socials, at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah. It's awful. Absolutely awful.
I'm talking about Clueless. Oof. Okay. Britney Spears and her, this is going to go on now forever, right? Now that she's engaged to this guy. When are they supposed to get married? Is there any rumor about that?
No, she said that she's in no rush to go get married. After they announced their engagement over the weekend or on Sunday night, they were getting a lot of flooding of people being like, hey, make sure you get that prenup, girl. Protect yourself. And Sam Asghari, her fiance, got in on it, and he was like, yeah, we're definitely getting a prenup. I have to protect my Jeep and my shoe collection. Well, they are definitely. Her people do have a prenup in the works. She is reportedly worth around $60 million, which is nothing compared to what she used to be worth at her height.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
But still,
she used to have her own plane, and her father got that. That kind of stuff when she was traveling and doing shows. So is she going to go back to doing shows? Is that what's in the offing?
I hope she does. She always kind of alluded to the sense of the reason she wasn't performing was because people were making money off of her that shouldn't be making money off of her.
Mm-hmm.
So with the conservatorship coming to an end, it would be interesting to see what she goes and does. Now, she did have a prenup before the conservatorship ever happened with her one husband, Kevin Federline. So it's, you know, not out of the ordinary for her to go have a prenup. But other than this, unless something else really big news comes out, like she announces a pregnancy or something with the conservatorship, we might not really be hearing any more news from Britney's camp. And at least maybe a week.
Mm-hmm. Day without Britney is a day without sunshine. The report today.
With sarcasm.
Thank
I know.
You. Social media making political polarization worse, according to a new report by the New York University Stern Center for Business and Human Rights. Who wouldn't think that social media is making political? That's all it is. It makes everything worse. I think, do you, the only thing that social media does, at least for me, I use my personal, now I'm using a little for the radio stuff, but my personal Facebook account, I just have things about the farm and good stuff about the family and my grandson and friends and things like that. So, because I don't want I don't want anything but good. I want people to feel good.
I think in some way it connects us, but there's so much bullying and people who think they have this anonymous power. Just, I don't know. You have to use responsibly.
Well, yeah, and people want to shout their opinions, and they don't want to actually have a dialogue or a conversation, and they just want to be heard. They don't want to hear anybody else, and they say things online where they type it because they would never say that stuff in person. If you wouldn't say it to somebody's face, don't say it to them online.
Exactly.
They're cowards. They hide behind this. TMZ is being sold to Fox. Other than Harvey Levin making $200 million, what else is – nothing's going to change, right? I can't see that anything's going to... They started this in 2005, and so this is the typical stuff. The McLaughlins want to do more of this stuff, or the Murdochs, rather, than do the political stuff. And it's probably a lot, it's probably a lot more money in it as well. So there it is. TMZ will still be TMZ. It'll be TMZF, perhaps, going forward. 28 past the hour on the DJ...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Category 1 Hurricane Nicholas made landfall overnight, touching down in Matagorda Harbor, Texas. The National Hurricane Center reported Nicholas lost wind intensity and was reclassified as a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour after going over land. Flooding is still possible in Texas and western Louisiana. It's election day in California as recalled Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and his close opponent Republican Larry Elders face off at the polls. The recall came about when Gavin put his interests above those of Californians. His COVID mandates did not apply to himself or Newsom's friends. Newsom claims Larry Elder is just another President Trump. Arizona State Police Force is short of manpower. So when Washington State Governor Jay Inslee demanded all police be vaccinated in the state with no exceptions, the Arizona Department of Public Safety announced they would be in Washington State from now through September 19th to recruit potential new officers. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A former Afghan interpreter is now a Sarasota, Florida sheriff. Deputy Mubarak tells Fox News why he became a linguist for the U.S. military operation and the dangers of his colleagues left behind by America's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Being a linguist was something my father always wanted. He wanted me to learn English and be in service to the people. In late 2001, when we had coalition forces, specifically American troops in our area, that's when my father not only encouraged me, but asked me to reach out to the Americans in our province so that I can contribute and help them out in the area. Being a combat linguist was not an easy task. Initially, during the initial presence of coalition forces, late 2001, 2002, the danger was not that huge. But after 2003, 4, and 5, it became very dangerous. You have to be quick. You have to be accurate. You have to be efficient, and you have to have enough training in discipline, professionalism. What that means is that then you will be placed in the lead of any fire teams, any squads for different missions. If it was stopping a vehicle, clearing a house, or conducting any other type military mission, so the linguist lives will be in danger, but their immediate and extended family lives will be in danger.
I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the DJV program, stretching the muscles of your mind with feedback from folks at our social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. The DJVers today include Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. This fellow with his knives and machete, the swastika near the Democratic headquarters, he said he was on patrol. Donald Craighead, arrested for possession of prohibited weapons. Man said that he was on patrol, began talking about white supremacist ideology when he was confronted by the police. Inside of his truck, swastikas, white supremacist symbols, the Confederate, and instead of a license plate, it had a flag on the rear. This is what bugs me. These people who claim to be patriots and who run around in their car, in their truck, with flags all over the place, thinking that that's patriotism. It isn't. There's nothing about that. Maybe that's the better question here, ladies, Jay and Jennifer. In your estimation, what is the best definition? Who are the patriots, and how would you define patriotism? And does it go back to your schooling, or is it just something that you have come to believe is what real patriotism is? Because this isn't. It's far cry from it.
I don't think that's real patriotism. I think that's kind of propped up. I don't know. For me, patriotism is someone who is willing to sacrifice for their country.
Sacrifice what? What are we sacrificing?
In whatever way. I mean, I think someone who's willing to stand up and fight for freedoms, for our liberty. It can be in wars, certainly, but it could be someone who stands up in their own life and who shows courage to speak up for what the country is, who we are, what our people stand for. I think that's something that is patriotic. I think realizing, especially when it comes to our country, that our country is the greatest on the globe, on the planet, and that even though we are imperfect and that even though we have flaws, we're a country that can fix that. I mean, so many problems
are we
in other
fixing
countries.
It? You're right. We can, but are we?
We can.
Do we have the will to do it? Or are there so many people taking shots at Bernie Sanders on one side and taking shots at Donald Trump on the other side? They're so fixated on this stuff. These people pass. These ideas go away. They are not permanent. America and what it stands for, it seems to me, there is a permanence, or I'd like to think that there is, to the ideas of truth, justice, freedom, but they all seem to be obfuscated by any number of things, whether it's the virus or, you know, stuff connected to the virus. It's really, I find it distressing. I think about what my grandsons are going to, what their life is going to be like, and Mac's life, what he's going to be living through and with.
So much of what scares me for all of them is that our country was founded on something that we could all agree on, and that is freedom and liberty. And I think that people are not prioritizing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that is
gone. It's too easy to get money and have it controlled. When you have somebody give you money for doing nothing, you think that's pretty good, right? So let's have some more of that. I don't really care who's giving me the money.
One of the things that probably makes all of us pull our hair out is we can remember getting ready to turn 16 and wanting to drive. I think the most disturbing poll that I saw, and I shared it with you guys when I saw it, are the number of people how it's dwindling who want to drive when they become 16. And I think that's a greater, not necessarily about driving in general, but it's a greater testament or statement on how young people are prioritizing freedom. They don't care. Only 2 in 5 are excited that will actually get their license before they turn 18 and are excited about it. That number is down. I can remember when people in my, not that long ago, when I was turning 16, everybody was excited to get their car for that taste of freedom.
Yeah, you
that seems
wait.
Not to be a priority anymore.
No, well, it's totally different. And it's not, nobody wants the responsibility anymore. Even kids, think about how we grew up on sleepovers and hanging out with our friends. Kids don't want to do that anymore because they don't want to share the game controllers. They'd rather just be in their own homes talking on their headsets.
Ay, 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 ay. Okay.
Oof. Or on TikTok with each other. It's sad.
What have we created? And what, you know, we all get excited about this TikTok. Somebody said to me the other day, are you on TikTok? And I took a breath. I said, wait a minute. I do know what TikTok is, but why would I want to be on TikTok? And this person said, well, everybody's there, aren't they? And I said, well, I guess, no, I'm not.
Bless their heart.
Yeah, everybody's there. Are you on it, Jay?
I am, but that's only so my nieces think I'm cool.
Ah, okay, I got it. Well, have you created a little program for TikTok? Because that's what this person said. You should do a show on TikTok. And I said, okay, what is this? Because it's only, what, 2-3 minutes? That's it? It's kind of like a fledgling.
Yeah, you can go live. You can do live, just like on Facebook Live or Instagram Live. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there are people who want me to be on Facebook Live, all of us on Facebook. That would be a nightmare for us to produce because we have so many different pieces of the program. How could you put us on Facebook? I don't know how that would work.
Remember once upon a time when people didn't know what people in radio looked like?
Yes. Yeah. Remember that. Yes. Just as well. Puke and Putin is isolating himself because everybody in his inner circle has COVID. So did he get a shot? We don't talk much about the Russians.
Look, everybody in his circle has it. Uh-huh. I wonder where it came from.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Maybe he's the super spreader.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's going into self-isolation in the Kremlin. You ever seen the Kremlin?
I'd actually like to go to Russia, I think.
Every city has a Kremlin,
something
by the way.
Something to see, yeah.
It isn't just the Kremlin in Moscow. There's a Kremlin in St. Petersburg, which is much more beautiful than the one in Moscow. The one in Moscow is very deceiving because it's dirty, it's big, and the square, you know how we always see those military parades, bonk, 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 with all of our military hardware. The square is very small. Red Square is very small, and they keep there's a triangular road around it, and the military just keeps going around the road. So it looks like there are these millions of soldiers and the tanks and stuff, but it's the same ones over and over and over and over and over again when they have their parades. Anyway, so Putin has been fully vaccinated with the Russian vaccine. How's that working for you? It's called Sputnik, right? The Sputnik.
Yeah, you take that one first, too, please.
And then go take a ride in that new Chinese plane. Mm. Yeah, that works for you. Anyway, so nobody talks about the Russian, outside of Russia, nobody talks about the Russian shots because they haven't got... Anybody? I don't know how many people are sick over there. Nobody knows. It's like the Chinese. They don't tell you what the numbers are. Okay, so speaking of all of that, the next few months of the pandemic, yesterday I think we were talking about the weather for the next 6 months, Jennifer, and the forecast for those who are not vaccinated, that's not too good either. Weather's not good for this winter, and those who have not gotten vaccinated, it doesn't look too good for them. But you know what? Sooner or later, the people around the world will get it. They'll survive it. They'll have the antibodies or they'll die. And I guess, you know, I'm not arguing against the vaccine, but sooner or later, all these people who are protesting, they'll come into contact with somebody. They'll get it or they'll survive and they have antibodies and so they'll go on. That's why I like the idea of having a vaccine because I think it shortens. I don't like things as disturbed as they are now. It's just so disrupted. But sooner or later, one way or another, it'll go its course, and then there'll be something else. The next thing will come up. And so, anyway, it is what it is. I thought it was interesting looking at healthcare professionals and job opportunities. There are 17 Catholic and Baptist medical professionals who say they oppose getting the shot for religious reasons. They want to prevent New York State from enforcing its vaccine mandate, which means that if you say no, you're out, right? These are doctors and nurses and nuclear medicine technologist, rehab therapist, all these people. They're seeking a judgment declaring the mandate unconstitutional, unlawful, and unenforceable.
They shut down a baby wing at a New York hospital because the nurses walked off the job after being forced into getting the vaccine.
I saw that. Yeah.
And so they had to shut it down. And that's happening to police here in California. The LAPD just filed a lawsuit saying that they don't want to get the vaccine. So they filed a lawsuit against the mandates. And again, it's not even about we don't want to get the vaccine. It's about the forcing of it. And Biden, the way he's going about it when he made this big announcement, I think it was last Thursday, is that he's going to use OSHA to conduct this, I guess, to use it to push it on workers and on employees. And I don't know that that's going to stand. I mean, at some point, somebody's going to get a lawsuit together to try to figure out if this can happen. And I just don't think that it can.
Can we calm down people and their fears? Can we give you something that'll make you feel better about
prospects?
Let's do it,
because there's so much fear-mongering out there.
There is. Mm-hmm. So I have this podcast that we started about 2 months ago called Zodiac Magic. It's only a podcast, original material, with astrologers like Laura Banks and Maria Trilogy, and you can listen to us each week fresh material about what's going on in the stars and how it affects you. So all this information will help everybody to a certain extent. And there are more specific things because we're now into the month of Virgo, and that means different things. It's amazing the trends that happen. And there's a new moon coming up next week. At any rate, lots of opportunity according to our astrologers. And then there's on the current Zodiac Magic podcast, Psychic Mary O'Malley answers my questions about animal spirits. Do they always come back? Can you be a dog in one life and a human in another life? That kind of stuff. There are animal soul groups. Pretty fascinating stuff. So if you're into this sort of thing and you like to know how the stars affect you and how things you can't see affect you, Zodiac Magic. Zodiac Magic podcast available at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation. And there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is and are they reputable? And do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. It's the DJV program, Jennifer and Doug and Jay, celebrating the 50th anniversary of The Price is Right. How many people watch that TV show with Drew Carey now? He's been spending a lot of time talking about Bob Barker, interestingly. The legacy of Bob Barker, how Bob Barker created it. I haven't actually watched. Drew Carey has never been a favorite of mine. Bob Barker was just Bob Barker. And you knew what you were kind of like. In a manner of speaking, these guys that have been doing this for a long, long time, like Alex Trebek, the show is them, and they are the show. So The Price is Right still does okay. I guess it was so different for him. It was like so the career change. What you knew and what you thought you knew about Drew Carey, and then people said, huh? He's the new host of The Price is Right? And it was only because Bob Barker was like 84, and they thought he'd done it long enough.
I think Drew Carey, he's done a good job.
Yeah, he has. Bob Barker probably still could keep doing it if he wanted to. 97. Yeah. And he would totally still rock that small mic.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. So it's good stuff. 10 before the hour here. Speaking of good stuff, this is the DJV show.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendabyte 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabyte.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Day 3 after the hour now. It's VGV Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from ForbiddenDoctor.com. His clinic in Salt Lake City is a haven for people who want to be adjusted, if you know what I mean. It is. It's one of the things great about going to Jack's clinic is you get all kinds of adjustments. You get a physical adjustment. You get an emotional adjustment. You get a mental adjustment. It's all cool and it's all there. So I wanted to do a couple of things with you. The first thing, I can predict what your reaction is, but I don't want to. There was the coach, a lot of people who are just quitting their jobs because they don't want to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
So here the coach at Navy, he didn't quit. His name is Billy Ray Stutzman. He got fired. Assistant football coach says, I'm not going to comply with the program's requirement that all staff members get the vaccine. So I'm going to stand firm in that, and so I'll go get a job somewhere else. We get to the point where there aren't going to be a lot of jobs for people because these requirements are getting more and more. Unless you own your own business, if you're working for somebody else and they do business with the government, you got any government contracts, Jack?
No. Goodness I don't.
Okay, because you'd have to get a shot or you'd have to give up the contracts. If, in fact, you had those contracts. I've been saying to people, tell me what you think about this, that even though I've had the shots, that I think that sooner or later this thing runs its course, and if you haven't had a vaccine, you're going to get it, you're going to get better, you'll have the antibodies, or you'll die. And so, all right, that's what's happened before with all of these things, right? Am I wrong?
Wait, back up.
Okay.
You're saying if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to die?
I'm putting it to it's a broad category.
That's what Big Pharma wants you to believe.
That's true. But I haven't had the shots because of Big Pharma. I did it because I want to have my family comfortable with me, and they have a particular point of view, and I don't see a downside at the moment. You've tried to convince me that there is a downside. I think it's more about liberty, life liberty, the pursuit of happiness, if you will. If you don't want to wear a mask,
as an individual choice, that's right. As an individual choice,
right.
You do not force an experimental drug on people. If they don't want it, fine. If they want it, fine.
Right, exactly. So now I'm looking at the dangers, if you will, the problems that we're having in society. This is a general overview for you. There are fewer doctors, especially pediatricians, in the job outlook since the whole business of COVID began. Fewer doctors. Now, I don't know whether in your profession, you're a NUCA chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner. So do you see that field expanding and traditional medicine retracting? Or because I'm looking at the job stats here, for various categories of workers.
Sure.
And the lower people that get paid $15 an hour, there are fewer of those jobs. But at the upper end of the strata, you know, doctors get paid pretty well. And there are a lot of people that don't want to be doctors, because perhaps of all, I don't want to speculate, but I'm guessing, if I do speculate, that it's because of the mandates. And some people like you who are medical professionals don't believe that we should be told we have to have a shot.
Well,
so what's this going to do to the ranks of medical professionals and healthcare in general down the road?
Exactly. There is a hospital in upstate New York in Lewis County
that
just said we're not going to deliver babies past September 24th because our maternity workers are not going to get the vaccine, so they're going to be fired. Let me give you an example. If one of the major auto makers in this country, Ford, GM, Chrysler, Toyota, whatever else, if all of a sudden the people working on those assembly lines came out and said, we will never, at the point of death, buy another one of these cars, and the majority of the people coming off of those assembly lines said that and said, you should go buy that other person's car instead, not this one. What would you think about the cars coming off that assembly line? When you have within the healthcare industry itself a growing percentage of people who have to deal with the adverse effects of people who receive the vaccine, and that number is growing. Its deaths are now over 14,500. When they start saying, no, I'll lose my job before I get this shot, when they're the ones dealing with the vaccine-injured people in the hospitals, you got to sit back for a second and say, you know what? I might wait a little bit longer and watch this thing play out before I decide to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly is it's a fascinating reality. Dr. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula. No stimulants, no drugs, just results. Check out the hundreds, thousands of people, in fact, and their results who have gone on the Calitrin weight loss program to keep the weight off. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you check out buying the product, use the discount.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.